T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. And you know us, man. We are still teamed up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters because we have one job, and that is to make sure we can get coats on the kids that need them this winter. Simple as that. And it all happens here in Western Washington. It's these Western Washingtonian kids. They get the coats. Your $20 gives them a new coat. They're warm. We're happy. Any donation, it helps. And we want to, you know, give special thanks to the hashtag 69 crew that's taken that silly number and really put some coats on kids.
Yeah, shout out to everybody who donated $69 or more or even less. I mean, I shout out to Bobby, donated $25 just a couple of days ago. That's really cool.
Chris,
James, and a few others are part of the hashtag 69 crew representing.
Yeah. Any donation helps, man. It really, really does. And if you don't have any money at all, well, at least share this on your socials so maybe some of your friends could help out. Just go to KISW.com to donate today. Coats for kids.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Mix. You're a loser.
It is time
to B-Mix. And it's time to turn down for tacos.
Charge out for
what? What? Yeah, get some tacos. Put them in your face. Put them in your face and your mouth, though. You never go on Tuesday. You go on every other day of the week. You're really not a you're not a Taco Tuesday kind of guy.
No, yeah, usually I end up getting like tamales or taquitos or some other tea food. But yeah, not always the tacos there.
Yeah, buddy.
Tilapia.
Tilapia.
Tilapia Tuesday. Ooh, you could have tilapia tacos.
That would work, right? I have had them.
Can I have some of that tilapia?
All right. Let's get to our contestant. We've got Chad in Burien. Chad, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
He gets to take out five-finger death punch. They're going to be playing with Papa Roach.
We're
at the Tacoma Dome on April 23rd. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to see Five-Finger Death Punch? Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, somebody's excited.
I know.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Oh, wow, someone's very excited.
Wow.
For those playing at home, Chad will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chad, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm coming for you, Steve.
Nice. The corona is the outer atmosphere of what object in outer space?
Atmosphere.
No.
Oh.
Pass.
What early TV star was nicknamed Mr. Television?
Pass.
Who directed 5 films in the Transformers series?
Cornucopia.
No.
Pass. Tarantino.
No. Charlie Sheen is brother to which member of the Brat Pack?
Martin Sheen.
No.
What's his dad's name? Pass.
Traditionally, what position did Derek Jeter play in baseball?
Second baseman.
No.
Shortstop.
Yes.
There you go.
Owen Wilson voiced which character in 2006's Cars?
What's the little red car's name?
Yeah, what is it?
Tater, the truck.
No.
McQueen.
I'll give it to you, yes. Nice. What is the only country that borders Portugal?
Iran.
No.
Hey, Chad. Hey. You dropped a deuce.
Woo!
You got two.
That's what I got last time, too.
Well, at least consistency is key.
Naturally is.
Consistency is key, man.
Five-finger death punch tickets just left my fingers.
I'm so sorry, man. Well, I mean, you can always call back and get the winning one.
I try to play every day, guys. No matter what I'm doing, I call before I do anything.
Thank you, man.
Good job. Appreciate
Well,
that.
I'll tell you what, Chad. We'll see if, in fact, today's your day.
Yep. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
The corona is the outer atmosphere of what object in outer space?
Air?
No.
Stars?
No.
Galaxy?
No. What early TV star was nicknamed Mr. Television?
Mr. Television? That would be B.A. Baracus.
No.
That's
damn it.
Mr. Television. Ed Sullivan?
No.
William Shatner?
No. Who directed five films in the Transformers series?
Michael Bay.
Yes. Charlie Sheen is brother to which member of the Brat Pack?
Emilio Estevez.
Nice. Yes. Traditionally, what position did Derek Jeter play in baseball?
He was second base.
No.
Shortstop.
Yes. Owen Wilson voiced which character in 2006's Cars?
Gary Newman.
No.
Yeah, my God.
A bumblebee.
No.
Kit.
No. What is the only country that borders Portugal?
Spain?
Yes. Who was Alaska's first female governor?
Sarah Palin.
Yes.
Whoa, Mooseburger.
The name of which lemon-lime soda can also mean an elf or a fairy? Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You win. 6-2.
Sorry, Chad.
No, Chad's gone.
Yeah, he left. He knew.
Yeah, he knew, and maybe he's going to try to call back to get them tickets.
Yeah.
Because he seemed very excited to get them, but not very knowledgeable.
He's got 4 more chances.
Yes.
Or 3 more chances, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Actually, 6 more chances? Because he could lose in the game, but then he could call and try and win.
Yeah.
A certain number calling.
Yeah. Ooh. So many chances.
Meta.
He did sort of know Owen Wilson's character in Cars.
Wow.
He said McQueen. It's Lightning McQueen.
Fair enough. He got it.
But yeah, he did. And I mean, just to give him another point there on that one.
Well, that would have been a fair answer.
Maybe the police are chiming in. I don't know the answer to the corona one. I was just guessing and being stupid. But so it says the outer portion of the sun. The sun is a star. So technically, Steve is correct.
Stars. And
well, stars all have coronas, aren't they? All suns.
Suns, and I don't know if they have all coronas.
Are you sure stars aren't all suns?
Yes, because our sun is a star, but not all stars are suns.
I'm not sure.
Because we titled it that.
I'm not sure about that. I think all stars are suns.
Stars can't be a sun.
Oh, yeah?
They could be cousins.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Wait.
Brothers.
Wait. What do you mean by they can't be our sun, or all stars aren't yellow balls of sun? Like, no?
No, all stars can't be sun because sun is the name of the star in which we gave to the star that we are orbiting.
Oh, well, what do they call a star that's like in the center of a galaxy? Like, you know, if we go to Alpha Centauri, that they have their own sun. We don't call it a sun?
No, we call it a star.
Oh, wow. I've always called those suns. Okay. Well, if that's scientific.
Look at that. You learned something.
Yeah, I did, actually. I just thought you called everything a sun.
And the only person in this room that I think would know who Mr. Television would be you.
Yeah, that's got to be Jack Benny.
No.
Okay, that's Milton Berle.
Yeah.
There we go.
Milton Berle.
Would have never got that one.
So what are they? We go to other planets, and Luke is looking. What is he looking at? They don't say he's looking at two stars. They say he's looking at two suns.
Because we are basing it off the documentary that is Star Wars.
Yeah, you're using Star Wars as your example?
Well, anytime we talk about a yellow ball that's heating up a solar system.
When are we ever talking about suns?
Any sci-fi situation.
You're going to have to cite your sources on this one, bro.
Vicky, yeah. I mean, I know you guys are looking at me, but we always call it a sun of any solar system that in any sci-fi universe. It's like that planet, that universe, is that solar system's sun. They call that star that's basically providing heat for the planets in the world of science fiction. They've always called that a sun.
Let me see if George Lucas will get back to me, but I'll let you know.
We could ask Ron Howard tomorrow because he knows everything about stars and stuff since he directed Solo.
That's really interesting to me. Okay.
Congratulations, Steve. You went with 6 correct.
All right, call number 6. Guess what? You go to check out Five Finger Death Punch. Who knows? Might be that dude, Chad. Better hurry up because you know Chad's calling in. 206-421-ROCK. Call number 6. You'll win the prize. 206-421-ROCK.
That'd be amazing if he wins after losing on Beat Migs, but then he calls back and gets to be the certain number of caller. I wonder if that's ever happened.
I bet it has.
You think we would know?
Or maybe somebody is just, you know, they're not wanting to say anything because they feel like, oh, I cheated the system.
No, man, you figured it out.
I mean, when he hung up, when he was gone, I knew exactly why he was gone. He was probably getting ready to call in.
Oh, hell yeah. I would if I was him, too.
Yeah. Well, I'd
screw the pleasantries.
Cool.
I'm trying to win this game.
Exactly. I'm not going to say goodbye to you. I got me 5 finger death punch tickets I'm trying to get.
Damn straight.
It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got your calls. We got your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by the Seattle Boat Show. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And it's simple. This is your chance to decide what we talk about on this fine show. But, you know, Steve still isn't a pushover. He's got rules.
Simple rule, BJ. And it's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we'll have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So, BJ, I was listening to Black Sabbath's
yes,
Iron Man.
Yeah.
And I realized it's about a hero that comes back from the dead to kill those he saved. This is the same song they play for Marvel's Iron Man. Would it not be great if Iron Man came back from the dead and fulfilled the song's prophecy for a new Marvel movie?
Ooh, and I imagine he's meaning, of course, Tony Stark's Iron, like Robert Downey Jr.'s version.
Is there any other?
Well, nope. No, not now, but you know, someday, I mean, it's going to be hard for people to believe, but someday we may have other actors playing those iconic roles of Iron Man, and don't forget, Captain America's now an old guy.
What are you talking about? It's not like as if Hollywood ever regurgitates films. They're never going to do that.
No, we haven't had, well, how many Spider-Men are we on now? I mean, we haven't had.
We Spider-Men are the movies.
Yeah.
We just watched Granddaddy Daycare on Netflix.
The hell is that?
I don't even know what that is.
It's Daddy Daycare, but instead of taking care of kids, that is the premise of the movie.
Yeah.
They take care of old people.
And is it the same stars?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's the guy, it's a dude that,
Danny Trejo's in it.
Danny Trejo's in it. He's okay. Awesome. Well, I think George Wendt. Or the guy from Cheers.
Oh, you mean Norm from Cheers?
I think so.
Okay.
Or a guy that looks a lot like him.
Star-studded.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's the dude that was Mike's cop buddy on Mike and Molly. He's like the star.
Oh, he's in it. Okay. Yeah. Boy, you know what? It really goes to show you, when you have limited television to watch, you know, that's what you get to watch.
You see it on Netflix. I'm like, let's give it a shot.
Yeah, see, there's just, no, I'm not that guy. I've never been that guy. I always have appointment television. I know exactly what I want to watch.
You have a plan set. I'm more on the edge, man. You never know what we're going to watch.
Yeah, and then you can
like
get that.
Granddaddy Daycare.
Yeah, Granddaddy. If somebody were to put Granddaddy Daycare in front of me, I think I would have to end that relationship.
Mm.
My wife knows, because the new season of Grace and Frankie came out.
It's a heartwarming story, man.
Yeah. How come you're not watching Grace and Frankie? That's on Netflix.
Who gives a crap about that?
That's a fun show.
Seasons were eh.
I've seen
all of them.
Oh, Vicky's poo-pooing. Well, they're trying to go full 7. They got like this season, and then they're going to end it next year.
Yeah.
And I haven't binge watched the whole thing, so I don't know what season 6 is completed. But you didn't like them, huh? All right.
The first 3 seasons were fine. Like, I mean, good, and then progressively got eh. And then after that, I'm like, okay, they're just jumping the shark.
If they're just okay, then they're perfect for Steve. You should try them out.
No, I like things that are not even close to being just okay.
Oh yeah, things are just a pile.
Yeah, it's got to be a pile for me to enjoy it.
Well, this Thursday is Picard. We're all very excited.
Who's
Star Trek
we?
Picard. Everybody that's a Star Trek fan, it may not be you. Everybody who loves Star Trek, even some people that might not even, but they might be like, well, Professor X is going to be in space. Let's watch this.
I'm more preoccupied with my big crossover in Station 19 Grey's Anatomy event that's going to be happening this week, guys.
Oh, the crossovers. Yeah. Are you really?
Who's crossing over?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, they just work together. One episode blends into the other episode, Rav. Yeah. No one's crossing over, really. They all are.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What are you doing with the Grey's Anatomy? Why? Are you still doing that?
Yeah. I am. I'm not embarrassed by it.
I can't imagine it's good anymore. I mean, like Vicky said, I mean,
I can't argue with you on that, but it's almost like you're stuck. You're committed to a show. You want to commit to it till the end.
I feel like if it's not fantastic after seven seasons, and people could argue the Big Bang Theory was maybe not fantastic after seven seasons, but you got to really love it. You feel like you're a hostage in this, don't you?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But for me, it's one of those shows my wife still enjoys, so we both watch it.
Ah, you're a hostage.
And I view it as the I can play on my phone and not feel like I'm missing out on anything show. You know, sometimes you have a show that you just have on in the background. It's almost like wallpaper. It's there. It's the background noise, whatever. But like, so.
Oh, like, I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You see, I know exactly what's going on.
I watch wrestling while we watch Grey's Anatomy on my phone.
Yeah, you're thinking like that. This is what guys think. And I mean, I can't blame them. You think, hey, I'm on the couch with the wife watching a show she wants, but I'm on the phone. I'm doing things that I need to get done, but I'm still getting credit for doing things with the wife. That's guy think. I don't know how it works. If, in fact, you're getting the credit you think you're supposed to be getting.
I think it's significant other thing. It's not just guy girls because she does it with me in wrestling.
Oh,
she sits and watches wrestling with me. She's a trooper, but I look over there and she's just playing games on her phone.
Yeah, but see, I don't care at that point. I get to watch my show.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. See, sometimes women get mad that you're not with them. My wife gets mad at
me. Why? You're there.
She gets mad if I'm on the phone while the show's going on. Sarah does too.
I understand if like you guys are having dinner and talking and you're not even looking at your significant other and you're on your phone. Like, because then you're not. But if you're just watching some kind of form of media.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you.
Who cares if you're really watching it or not?
Am I the only one that has this problem with the women in his life? Because I'm with you, Steve.
She doesn't care at all about that.
Yeah, my wife and Sarah both are like, are you not paying attention? What are you doing? Are you just going to be, so should we be watching the show anymore? And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, my wife is currently plowing through all of the seasons of Charmed.
Oh. I was going to say, your wife is plowing through.
Mm-hmm. And no, I'll sit there and I'll sort of watch it, but there's plenty of times where I'm not paying any attention.
And she doesn't care.
Nah.
So it says Shameless is one of those shows for me. For some reason, I always have to know what the next season is about, though.
Good call, yeah.
You know what? And I think next season's the last season of Shameless. And I have to say, someday I'm going to re-catch up. I think after season 6 or 7, I stopped watching, which is such a bummer because Sarah Colonna, our buddy, is actually on those later seasons I haven't seen. And it's a great show.
Yeah, it's kind of where we dropped off as well.
Yeah, it's a bummer just because there's too much television. Whereas I think I'd still be watching Shameless. That was a show Sarah and I would watch, but... We ever since they put it on in the fall, that's when we couldn't watch. There's too many fall shows. I'm like, Shameless, you can't come on in the fall. You used to come on in February. What are you doing? But they started coming on in the fall. I'm like, all right, they lost me. They lost me.
My wife's back on Bachelorette. One.
Oh, so Sarah and every other.
And I didn't want to like get into it, but I sit there and watch. And I'm like, yeah, you know, every once in a while. This show's fun to watch because it just is so absurd and stupid. I don't think I can watch every season. But it's like it's been so many seasons since she watched one that I'm like pleasantly entertained by just the dumbness that show is.
Yeah, it's hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I try. And that with The Housewives, too, because my wife loves those shows or that Below Deck show. It's basically The Real Housewives, but instead of housewives, they're people that work on a yacht and they take famous people around. But they have drama. And it's just like, I don't know how this business could stay in business with all the drama because they're actually being paid to take people around on a boat, but it's really like, you know, just drama on a boat.
I find myself, I'm more entertained with when it's a bunch of women vying for one guy than a bunch of guys vying for one woman.
Oh, is that because you can vicariously live through that dude?
No, it's more just, there's way more stupid drama.
Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. You would expect to be more drama with women getting on.
The big thing was someone got mad because someone drank their champagne. Like, she had this special champagne set up for her date with the guy. And obviously, this has probably been scripted, but it's still funny because some other chick waltzes in, pops the champagne, and drinks it with the guy. And she's like, that bitch.
Yeah. That bait.
Yeah. Someone said, have you guys checked out that Aaron Hernandez documentary yet?
You and Danny were supposed to.
Yeah, Danny, you're watching it, right?
I finished it, yes.
It's good?
It's actually really interesting, and especially because, I don't know, like all the CTE stuff that they're saying he has with the brain and getting hit so much and how that could have affected it, but then also kind of just seeing how he dug himself into the hole is just so super interesting.
It's
so
only three episodes. So he had CTE. They figured that out.
Oh, yeah.
Which, of course, is, I mean, look, it's no joke that the NFL is doing the concussion protocol for that reason, because CTE changes you. And Steve Benoit is the perfect example.
Chris Benoit from the World of Wrestling. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They become, your brain gets wrecked and you can become a completely different person. And I'm not surprised with, you know, his environment, which they talk about in that show, how he grew up and being involved with what he did, and then the brain injuries. How can he not go bad?
Well, and just that everything that was going on with him, and I actually kind of misunderstood it, because he didn't really have a tough upbringing, but it sounded like he was never
in a gang?
No, that just attracted to him after he kind of like got into
professional gangs in college, though.
That's not what he was saying.
Okay, I remember reading that, but...
But I mean, yeah, I mean, maybe I misunderstood it, but it was basically saying, like, he went to a really good high school, he had a really good family system until his dad died, and then it was just really interesting about how he kind of just always went to that kind of lifestyle, even after signing with the Patriots.
How early did he start playing football in his life? Was it high school?
Yeah, oh, even earlier than that.
See, that's the thing. You don't know if the hits to the head already started problems. Like, you know, like you said, if he had no other reason... I haven't watched it, and you and Steve seem to disagree on exactly when he got involved in gangs. But if in fact the football predated any of his bad activity, you know, granted, I mean, it's not science to say this must be that reason, but you got to look at it and go, hey, is it possible that this many hits to the head just wrecks you to the point that you're not thinking the way you used to? And if it's at a young age, you're starting to get these brain injuries?
Have you heard the latest, though, now with that basketball player, Delonte West?
What's going on with him?
Delonte played with the Sonics. He was the guy that was involved in all that crazy controversy, allegedly hooked up with LeBron James' mom back in the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yes.
But he hasn't been playing basketball for a while, and apparently he's not having a good go mentally. Like, he's broke, he's on the streets, and now there's videos of him getting beat up by random people on the streets.
That's horrible.
It's very disturbing and messed up, and, like, you know, he's got form, like, there he is now, like, he just is not the guy that you remember.
That's him?
Yeah.
He looks like he's just somebody you might walk by in a major city who's homeless.
And then there's, like, videos of him just in the middle of a freeway or in the middle of the streets just getting beat up by a random guy as he's, like, lifeless.
Oh, that's
his
not
old good. Teammates are out reaching out. People are saying, hey, the NBA needs to step in to try and help this guy, because it's clear he's gotten some serious problems. He's not on any medication, obviously, but it's a crazy story. I didn't know anything about this until this morning when I just go on the computer and I'm just like, I remember that guy on the Sonics. And
it's hard, dude. If he's out on the streets, and this is the problem that, you know, that's a real big thing with the homeless population, and it's not everybody, but there's a lot of homeless people that refuse treatment.
That's what I'm saying. Like, friends and family are reaching out to try and help, but you can't help someone that doesn't want to be helped.
Yeah. Like, there are all sorts of services, even places for homeless folks to go, and you'll find that in our city. That's a big problem. They will not go to sleep in places where they're allowed to go sleep. They won't take any help or any medication because they would, for whatever reason, and it could be an addiction reason, they just want to stay addicted, and they know if they go into these places that they'll have them beat the addiction.
Someone said, did Danny watch the same show? Because the whole show is about trauma from a rough childhood and abuse.
Well, it was, we're talking about gangs. I don't know he was in gangs, but yes, he did have.
Well, that's why he would go through. You said he had an easy childhood.
I didn't say easy. I said that
I thought you did say his childhood was great.
Well,
so it was a pretty good childhood. He went to a nice school.
Yeah, you made.
There's literally a line in it that says he went to a great high school and we don't understand how this could have happened. And then later on in the episode, they talk about how he was abused because he was.
Well, that's how it happened then.
There was the closeted stuff about him.
Now Danny's back. Danny's backpedaling.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So he had a rough childhood.
Yeah.
If you get abused in your childhood, that is a rough childhood.
In all fairness, Danny still doesn't believe that the Titanic sunk. Yeah, so he has his own revisionist history with everything.
Yeah, Danny, let's be clear, okay? So a lot of people will try to hide what happened in their childhood, especially men, especially when it comes to any kind of abuse, especially if it's sexual abuse. So he was messed up then from childhood experiences, and he may have just, you know, kept those feelings inside, buried it, whatever, medicated it away, joined a gang. Now you can see why somebody would join a gang.
Mm-hmm.
If, in fact, his childhood was just, you know, if he was being betrayed by people in his childhood who were abusing him, that's horrible.
Danny was confused. He was watching Nailed It, which is a completely...
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, Nailed It.
It's a fun cooking competition with Dad.
I also want to thank you for...
Cake makers.
I want to thank you for a recommendation that actually my wife is like, all right, Steve's got one in the pocket.
Oh, so you admitted something that I...
I know, I made a mistake. It came out.
And it worked.
Well, yeah, she almost didn't want to do it.
What was the move?
Well, it was Duff versus Buddy.
How great is that?
I know. But the thing is, thank God it was Duff, and she knows Duff from Ace of Cakes, and she knows Buddy from Cake Boss. But as soon as I said Steve liked it, she was like, well, wait, I know those guys. It can't be bad.
Okay.
That was right. You can see her go, do I want to watch this, Steve? Oh, but she's, yeah, and it's, oh, yeah, they're hysterical.
How entertaining is Buddy with how egotistical he is about his cake-making abilities?
He's hysterical, and Duff is a bit of a troll. It's funny, it's interesting how you and I have different experiences because, yeah, Buddy is no doubt about it. He is so egotistical, and everything he thinks is the best. But it is interesting where I think sometimes they rob those guys in the scoring. I get so mad, like, I go, there's no way Buddy lost by 5 points. This is BS.
Well, you got to imagine that a lot of it is done just to keep it close for the entire show. And I kind of took all that with a grain of salt, but it was just fun seeing his reactions to whenever he would lose, because the eyes don't lie, man. Like, he looked visibly upset whenever he would lose. And I do think, though, Duff is more of a subtle, maybe a passive aggressive egomaniac.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, he's not on the level of Buddy, who's very outgoing about how he thinks he's the S.
Yeah. And Buddy is so old school, which he keeps talking about on there, which, by the way, you can get it on demand if you have Xfinity, and you can watch Buddy versus Duff because it's already done. You know who I really hate on that show is all the critics.
Yeah.
I realize that critics in our world, my God, I don't know. Maybe it's just this show and there's not a charm to them the way there are to, like, Top Chef. Padma and Tom Colicchio, there's a little charm to those guys. I mean, you know, the critics they have are just, you know, you see the beautiful cakes and the beautiful pastry that's made. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, well, I would have liked a little bit more. Oh, shut up. Like, none of you idiots, could you do any of this?
But I got to imagine producers are like, you got to come up with it. Because I'd be a terrible judge of any of these things. I'm like, it tastes great.
I'm with you. I'd be the same way.
I can't do this.
Yeah.
But they probably say, what's one thing you could fix about this? And then they can edit it, or, you know what I mean? They need some kind of tension.
It makes them just look like jerks, but you're right. That's probably what happens. But anyway, Buddy versus Duff. That was a good show.
All right. Now, any of them have a bad childhood? Should we check with Danny or?
Danny, did Buddy or Duff have a bad childhood, which is why one is the Ace of Cakes and one is just the cake boss?
No.
Okay, good. Thanks. We should just have reviews from Danny, and then people can go watch the movie or whatever and see that it's a completely different movie than what Danny's on.
Let's have Danny review things you didn't even watch.
Yeah. Might as well. He has the same accuracy.
Were you on your phone while you were watching the show?
Yeah,
probably.
You pick the topic. You guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls and texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So it's like, could you guys please, please, please replay that video or audio of the kid calling her mom a whore?
Oh, yes. I asked you guys to do it, and it's going to give me a nice pick-me-up. We started the show off this way, and to me, this is the new way we should sing everybody a happy birthday. I love Steve's parents, but this might have to be the new way to wish somebody a happy birthday. And I'm just going to let this roll out. This is a guy with his kids, yeah, basically trying to have the whole family sing happy birthday to mom.
Happy birthday, dear mama. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
I did not teach her that. I have no idea where she learned that. Okay, blow.
I'm now starting to picture that while he's saying that. I thought he was just like narrating. I feel like mom is giving him the death glare.
Yeah.
Ooh, good call.
And he's trying to explain to her, I did not put her up to this, and I've never called you that word.
Yeah. Wow, dropping the big fat dub. And they all sound very young, these kids, which makes it even more adorable. But yeah, that
it's great.
That's fantastic.
Skill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he said it many more. And she was like, what rhymes with more? I know. Mommy.
Mm. And mommy.
Yeah. Mommy and a big fat dub.
Oh, I like this question. Someone said, guys, what do you think would be the perfect job for a jerk?
Ooh.
So somebody who's a jerk, what would be a job that would lend well to their jerk ability? Like, the first thing I think of is a parking attendant.
Yeah.
Because that would be fun, because you're pissing everybody off.
Yeah.
No, you're never making somebody happy with your job.
Oh, yeah, that or a meter maid. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
Anybody that's got to be an enforcement of anything.
I was just using the nicer term.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anybody that has to make somebody play by the rules, and you can basically cite them when they're not in public like that. I was thinking of Jesse Jones's job.
Even though Jesse Jones.
Even though he's very nice, but you could definitely be a jerk in his job because you're basically trying to be, you know, bust people that are, you know, taking advantage of folks. And I think a jerk is perfect at that.
Repo man's good?
I was thinking sales. You have to be aggressive in sales, and you just be a jerk to people and be
but
like,
you gotta be nice, too.
We have salespeople that have fun down the hall there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Jesus. I'm just saying, you could be.
Andy's having a banner day.
Yeah. What?
But you still gotta be nice. Like, you gotta win over clients. You can't be a jerk to your clients.
How can you be a jerk and get people to buy something off you? I mean, you're trying to charm people to buy things off you if you're into sales.
You could be charming and a jerk.
So, have you ever gone into a store? Hey, stupid, you really want this car? What are you, an idiot? What are you, ugly? Take the car. You know what? You're too stupid. You can't have the car.
Wow, it's like you were there for when I purchased my last Jeep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
Really, Danny? Who? How is somebody a, I mean, unless somebody's a bad upseller.
I mean, you could be like a shady person.
Yeah, shady is different than being a jerk.
Okay.
I mean, granted,
but
I think.
An outward jerk.
Yeah.
Okay. Bounty hunter.
A bounty hunter's good jerk?
Yeah.
Okay.
A bouncer.
Yes.
Good call.
All right, Danny's back. He's back.
Although, man, props to the when you meet the bouncers that are cool. Like, the, remember at Club Surf for Migs Fest?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say enough great things about the staff there. I mean, and like there were times where I was like trying to walk out and I didn't even realize I had a drink in my hand. And like they could have been jerks by the fourth time that I did it.
Yeah.
I wasn't intentionally doing it. But every time, the guy was super cool. He's like, hey, man, I told you two other times. But like he found humor in it. Like there's something I've said about a security guy that can still lay down the law but be a good guy about it. But I'm never surprised when security people are jerks because they're dealing with drunk idiots all the time.
We have that at our cons because a lot of times at these board game cons or any sort of geek con, because Emerald City Comic Con is coming up in a couple weeks. We have socially awkward people. And so when anybody has to enforce something and they're socially awkward, they have to tell other people not to do something, it is so uncomfortable to watch. It's almost a party to sit down and go, this guy's going to come try to tell us not to do something. Let's see how long it takes him and how uncomfortable he is trying to be an authority figure. Because we were using colorful language and it was a family-friendly event.
Well, you know.
Yeah, and I don't blame him. I was like, dude, I totally get it. I'm not going to give you a hard time. I'll be better at that. And then another guy at our table, he had to come by and warn the other guy later. But he was so uncomfortable. And I feel like, yeah, you need a jerk for that job. You're too nice of a person to really be the enforcer.
Flight attendants, that'd be fun.
Being jerks?
Yeah, might as well.
See, I've had them and I don't like them.
It's not about you, man. It's about them.
Yeah.
What a perfect job to be a jerk to people about.
And I don't mean to be stereotypical, but, and look, I'm old so I can say it, but the older the flight attendant, the more it seems like they just don't, they just are angrier and jerkier.
Well, because the novelty is fully worn off at that point.
Like, yeah.
You know, I get to fly around. That's fun until you have to deal with idiots all the time on a plane.
That's why I think you got to be out of the business. You got to look in the mirror. I'm not saying the business should kick you out, but you got to look at yourself and go, can I do this anymore? Because I'm not doing the company any justice because I'm treating people like crap.
Nope. Hey, this one, radio show hosts, LOL.
It's true.
People answer phones when you call into a radio program.
Just kidding, Rev. That guy's got to go.
You're right about that.
I think we're forgetting one of the most important ones.
Yeah?
Chef! Have you not seen Gordon Ramsay?
Do you have to be a jerk to be a chef? That's a good question. Because of perfection?
It's for perfection, especially if your name is on the line. You can't be like, oh, well, when you get to it, it's like everything has to count.
That chicken looks cooked enough.
Yeah, you have to just grit on their asses, which is funny because if you see interviews with him, he's actually like the nicest person. He just has to be a jerk in the kitchen.
And I think he blows it up for television, too.
That, too.
I don't imagine he's as bad as he used to be. Here's the problem, though. I don't think that jerks are accepted in society anymore. I think that the next wave of workers do not want jerks anywhere in the workplace. Like, there's no tolerance of it.
That's why we got to find the jobs where the jerks can work.
It's going to be like Jerk Island.
Jerk Island.
I mean, it used to be every
jerks work.
Every place.
Everybody gets a parking ticket.
Everybody gets a parking ticket.
Even if you don't have a car, you get a Jerk Island parking ticket.
That never works. So, you know what I'm saying, though? That look, I was a lot jerkier in the earlier days.
No,
I'm going to be honest with you, though. I'm going to tell you this right now. I sometimes feel like that I feel like not being a jerk does affect the quality and excellence sometimes of what I bring to the table. And I don't know. I'm worried about the next generation of entertainment because if nobody's a jerk, will we just settle for like worse entertainment than what we're used to because nobody wants to work hard because no one's being a jerk to them to make them work hard?
I don't know. That's a pretty deep question to throw out there at
9:43
in the morning, man.
That's what I think about. It's like,
I need
it's a tough one, man, because you hear about these stories of people who will tell you, like, the reason why I got to where I am is because of adversity. And so then it's like, is life in a roundabout way, even though you went through crap throughout your life and trauma, was it worth it because you became the person that you became? Or could you have become that person or better without that trauma and without that adversity? Who knows?
Yeah, I say no, but we'd have to actually see it happen, which means we need to basically try out that latter sort of hypothesis, give it a try, see what happens, and then realize later, oh, it didn't work. Or maybe it did.
Time to become jerks again.
Yeah, we're going to have to be jerks again. You know that's going to happen. Somewhere along the line, we're going to have to toughen up again because you remember, like, you know, look, you don't remember, but I do. And I'm not that old, but World War II, they had to be tough because basically, especially in the countries where they were getting bombed every day, somebody told me something, Steve, and I have to tell you, I couldn't believe it, but I have this friend of mine. She's an older woman who actually lived through World War II in England. And she said the random violence that happens here in the streets, she said it was a lot better experiencing what she experienced in World War II because you could predict it. They knew that when the sirens sounded, that's when the bombs are dropping, so they all went and hid. But then once the sirens were over, you knew the danger was over. Unpredictable danger to her, like, you know, not knowing if you get mugged in the streets, that scares her more than the Nazis bombing her place. And I was like, what? I would think that who would want to be back there as opposed to being where we are today? But the random violence scares her more than, the planned violence, which is what they had.
Yeah, because you're not expecting it.
Yeah, I was tripping. I couldn't believe that viewpoint, but I started getting it. I was like, you'd rather be having the Nazis bombing you than to be worried about what we got going on today?
I would probably prefer neither, but yeah.
Yeah, if she had to choose. I mean, that's what it was. She was saying it was easier back in the 40s. I'm like, wow, huh?
So, okay, so, like, if you think we need more jerks in this world, why don't we, like, we could have, like, you know, men's room have weed week, we could have jerk week.
Oh, I'd be perfect for jerk week.
You'd be the king of
jerks. I'm the man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I always propose it'd be funny if there's, like, one day of the year where you could just be a jerk without any repercussions. But it was based off of stupid stuff. Like, my example was, I was one time walking with my buddy in Queen Anne, and the idea came up because we saw somebody who was, like, just smiling because they had a fresh pizza pie in their hand. They were walking with the box. And I looked at them and go, we could ruin that guy's day in 2 seconds if we just popped it and let the pizza fly. I would never do that. But if there was like a day where it was like all bets are off and you got to be prepared because it's jerk day, that'd be fun.
That would be. See, then I would never go out on jerk day. Well, see, yeah, well, I am a like jerk, but then I want people to be a jerk to me. Ooh,
you're all happy. You got an ice cream cone in your hand. You just slap it out of their hands. You go, happy jerk day.
It's like a less deadly version of the Purge.
You're absolutely right. That's exactly what the Purge is all
about. It's like, here's 24 hours where you can be a complete jerk to everybody.
Oh, my God. I would want to be a waitress again because there's so many times I just want to reply to people's stupid questions or their comments. It's like, what the hell do you think?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the bad words I want to say.
What would pour a drink on their head? Happy jerk day.
I have a feeling people would die.
That's the thing. Yeah. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah. I mean, if everyone's being a jerk to everybody, someone's going to die.
Right. And they'll be like, what? I shot him. It was jerk day.
It was jerk day. Why can't I impale him with this samurai sword? Yeah.
Why aren't there's rules to being a jerk? I feel like that's the most jerk thing you could do.
Yeah, see, this is why your plan is probably not a good one. All right, here's a question that needs to be answered. What do Ryan Castle and a pillowcase have in common? You're going to find out at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a pillowcase have in common?
Start with a P.
Let's see, P. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean there.
Every day, bro.
Every day starts. Right. Good for you, buddy.
Steve likes to lay his head on both and take a nap.
Steve
doesn't trust either when he goes to a hotel.
No, he doesn't.
They're both filled with soft crap.
Right. Oh, God.
All right. Yeah. All right. Make good morning.
Hello.
Dust Steve likes to flip both over to the cool side. That's funny.
Oh,
there we go. There's our winner.
Now we're talking. Let's talk about Matthew from Scotland. He's the ripe age of 47 years old. And what he wanted to do at that great age, he decided, I'm going to rob a bank. Well, he was in court last week, and he found out, we now know how the robbery went wrong. Apparently, Matthew took a pillowcase with him to the robbery to use as a mask. But when he put it on, he realized he'd forgotten to cut eye holes. So he had to take off the pillowcase to be able to see during the robbery. And that's, of course, how they were able to identify him.
That worked well. Yeah.
Wow, 47 years old, and you had that level of genius that you've hit.
Best laid plans.
Yeah, man. Boy, oh boy, Scotland's like, thank you, sir. You make our job so much easier. Ryan Castle, he makes your job easier because he's got a 12-pack coming up.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
People on Twitter are sharing the most unprofessional thing they've ever done at work.
And there's your daughter's in the room.
Well, I think it's known that I love public sex, so of course. It hasn't been here, though, which I am very disappointed about.
Oh, it's because you respect your father, right?
No, I asked my boyfriend when we had our holiday party here a few years ago.
To try and make it happen here?
Yes.
And he said no?
He said no. See,
that's
he
Johnny Rubbers.
He has respect for you.
He's a good man.
He does, yeah. You don't disrespect a man's place of employment like that, daughter.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.